let's ask the Lord to help us so we won't go home wondering about everything. Father God, we thank you again for your holy word, Lord, and I do lift some of those that should be here today, Lord, that are at memorial services. I pray for them that you would meet their needs. And I pray for us, Lord, that as we study your word, that we'll have an understanding of what you're trying to teach us, Lord, so that we would go away with not shaking our heads, but just be in awe of what an almighty God we have that can figure all this out and put it together and never sleeps and never slumbers and wants to live inside of us. Wow, Lord, what an amazing God you are. And we love you today, Lord, because there is a way out, that you have made yourself the way out. Wow, we couldn't have figured this out if we tried. So help us, Lord, to understand what you're trying to teach us here, and that we'll leave here with a better understanding, and we'll simply give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in your lesson this week, you had a map, sort of, of three views of the millennium, and I want to start with that. Premillennialists teach that the second coming of Christ to earth to establish his kingdom will take place before the thousand-year reign. You studied in Revelation 21 through 7 that there were seven times it was mentioned the millennial reign or a thousand years. We believe there will be a literal 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ upon the earth. This view was known and taught by the early church, but it fell out of favor in the Middle Ages, but was revived by the Puritans in the 17th century. Today it is the view of the majority of those who are conservative, who approach the Bible interpretation in a conservative way. And the second one, amillennialists believe that there is no literal future thousand-year reign of Christ on earth. They believe a spiritual form of the kingdom is now present. A or ah means no millennium. These people also believe no rapture. They believe that good and evil will increase and run parallel, even though they believe that Satan is bound at this time. They do believe that evil will increase, however. They believe when Jesus Christ returns, it'll be the end of the world, and it'll be a general resurrection and judgment. My argument with these people is that they're really arguing with Scripture. And don't spiritualize the kingdom prophecies especially. Augustine and Jerome held some of